The bill authorizes data to be gathered on suicides and gun deaths in Utah, and for that data to be reported to the Health and Human Services Interim Committee. House Democratic Leader Brian King, sponsor of the bill, says it is important for data to be gathered so that the state can address suicides and gun issues.
Speaker Hughes, as our session began on the first day, said something that I thought was important and noteworthy, and I've remembered it. He said, you know, we've got to make sure that we have data that drives good policy making and good decision making as legislators. He's right. When we don't have the information that allows us to make intelligent public policy as lawmakers, we need to do what's necessary to get that information. HB 440, I believe, is a good first step in gathering information that's necessary.
Gene Hill, a community member representing the Gun Violence Prevention Center, says the bill is a starting point in getting information about the impact of suicides and gun violence.
So we are very supportive of the bill as well. We do think that the data is desperately needed. We don't want to imply that those with mental illness are more violent than other individuals, but we do think that this is a starting point in getting some information.
Critics agreed the bill should head to the full House for further discussion. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.